we sent off some tracks to them through the magic of the internet and other areas, and they put down about 19 vocals. We gave him zero instructions. He sent back this amazing amount of work that he did. Nearly blew his voice out, but it was phenomenal. It was really, really cool.
Dave Matthews is one in a group of artists who jumped at the chance to help Little Feat celebrate their 20th year of Keepin' On, Keepin' On. And we get to join the band, too, on today's Take 5 from WFUV. This is Rita Houston. Although we lost the great Lowell George nearly 30 years ago, the loose grooves of his band Little Feat continue to jam on. 1988 and the album Let It Roll marked their post-Lowell return, and now the band, in its latest incarnation, is looking back at 2-plus decades of soaking up and sharing music with an album that's Little Feat and a whole bunch of friends. Called Join the Band, artists like Emmylou Harris, Chris Robinson, Jimmy Buffett, and Bela Fleck do just that. And when Dennis Elsis welcomed Little Feat for a live session at FUV, he talked with longtime band member Bill Payne about two very different moments in making the album. One with Lowell George's daughter, Inara, and another working on a version of Sail and Shoes with Newgrasser Sam Bush.
We do a soiree down in Jamaica each year. So we had Sam join us, and Sam was saying, I really love that arrangement you guys did. And we said, well, that's actually Robert Palmer's arrangement, and we were doing your arrangement. Pamela set it on top of that. It was this huge mess, as it turned out. Mm-hmm. Buen lío, as they say. And this record is as much about influences as anything else, both coming into Little Feat and obviously going out. So this is a really great example of that. So you have Sam Bush connected to Robert Palmer, although he doesn't know it. Little Feat connected to them both, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Now she's crying and singing and having a time. Don't dance cooking. Chili pan, put on your sailing shoes, put on your sailing shoes. Everyone start to cheer when you put on your sailing shoes.
What's interesting about all the different artists is that you wind up doing a track with Lowell George's daughter, Inara George. How did you wind up doing that with Lowell's daughter, and how did that all come about?
When this project came about, I thought, well, let's ask Inara and see if she'd be up for doing this. This song, Troubles, a beautiful Lowell George song, first and foremost. And Liz, her mom, Liz George, sang it to her as a child. So that was a pretty cool thing. Then it gets deeper yet. Most of us were there the day she was born back in Maryland. I mean, there was Inara and I recorded this song at Ocean Way in Los Angeles. Turned out it was the first studio in 1970 that Little Feat recorded in. We did this track in about one or two takes, I think, probably a couple takes, and we chose the first take. Emotionally, it was a huge day for me. I had tears in my eyes listening to that. The playback, and just what a wonderful person Inara is, and as a terrific, terrific artist in her own right. These lines of influence again are well spoken, certainly with her.
You yelled hey when your car wouldn't start, so you got real nervous and started to eat your heart out. Now you're so fat, your shoes don't fit on your feet. You got trouble, and it's tailor-made. Well, mama, lay your head down in the shade, 'cause your eyes are tired, and your feet are too, and you wish the world was as tired as you. Well, I'll write a letter, and I'll send it away, and put all the trouble in it you had today.
From the Little Feat album Join the Band, that's Inara George and her dad's song, Trouble. Hear the complete interview and live performance from Little Feet anytime online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.